Welcome to Citizens Climate Lobby's informational session. It's our weekly webinar program introducing newcomers to our work, our values, and our legislative priorities. If you have been worrying about climate change and looking for a home where you can have a real impact, you have found it. I am your host, Ellie Sparks, CCL's Senior Director of Programs, and let's go ahead and get started. Co-presenting with me tonight is Michael Jeffries, our Regional Conservative Outreach Coordinator in Indiana. And running tech for us tonight is Karen Reuter, our Chapter Development Volunteer. And also on the call with us is Christine Lynn, who's learning, also a Chapter Development intern, and she is learning the ropes tonight. So glad to have both of you tonight, all four of us. All right, so we have a Spanish language website and resources available in Spanish, and a quarterly Spanish language informational session coming up on February 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an hour and a half. If you are interested, you can email espanol@climavivible.org. And to sign up for the Spanish language info session, you can use the link that Michael is going to put in the chat for you now. All right, so we have three promises to make to all of you. First, we promise you will be connected with your local organizer who can help you take local action. Look for an email from a local group leader sometime early next week. Second, we promise you'll be provided with additional training opportunities so you can learn what you need to learn to make the biggest impact. Look for an email from our membership team within a day or two. That email has links to our online volunteer portal and resources to dive deeper. And lastly, we promise you'll leave tonight informed and ready to act. In fact, we will lead you through an advocacy action tonight on the call if you stick around for the second half. If you don't hear from a local group leader or coordinator by next Wednesday, you can reach out to us at membership@citizensclimate.org. And Michael will put our email address in the chat for you. If you are on this call without registering on our website, please email our membership team with your contact information so we can get you to the right local chapter leader. So let's get started.
All right. Well, CCL brings the country together to enact big solutions to climate change for the sake of all that we love. With Citizens Climate Lobby, every person concerned about climate change has the opportunity to make an impact that goes far beyond their personal lifestyle choices. Our education and training turns ordinary citizens into a national team of highly effective volunteer lobbyists, organizers, and communicators who get legislation passed. The legislation that we support helps to drive down emissions and build bridges in Congress and our communities. What does it look like to be a CCL volunteer? Well, we have ourselves organized in communities across the country with our volunteers working as teams within local chapters. We share the work and get more done within teams, focusing on five areas of political leverage. We call these areas the five levers of political will. Five core areas that our chapters leverage to bring citizens into the political process and to make constructive change possible. They are lobbying Congress, media relations, grassroots outreach, and that's outreach to the local community, grass tops engagement, and that's outreach with local respected leaders and groups, and then chapter and volunteer development. Let's take a look at these now.
All right, so first of all, lobbying Congress. CCL volunteers meet with congressional offices more frequently than any other advocacy group. Getting legislation passed requires a complicated coalition building process in which lots of smaller steps must happen before we get a law. We've been building political will for major climate action in the US for over a decade. And we've been a significant part of the recent boom of congressional action on climate change. Our volunteers succeeded in getting climate provisions into large bill packages that passed with votes from Democrats and Republicans. Examples include the 2020 COVID relief package, the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure package, the 2022 CHIPS and Science Act, and last summer or the summer before that, the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes the largest investment from the U.S. in climate.
Now, members of Congress understand that every phone call, email, or letter they receive on an issue represents many others with the same concern. And congressional staffers tell us that a steady daily drumbeat of calls and emails make a big impact on their bosses. So our volunteers have been contacting Congress to go big on climate. Just last month in December 2023, our volunteers contacted Congress 4,755 times. That was just in 1 month. Now, let's take a look at some of the other things that our volunteers are doing to move the needle.
So our volunteers also successfully publish in local media. In 2023, volunteers published a total of 2,142 letters to the editor, op-eds, articles, plus radio and TV successes. As Congress explores bipartisan climate-focused bills, we keep up the pressure and momentum for effective and bold policy with our local media work. Our op-eds, letters to the editor, and news coverage help educate our community and signal to members of Congress their constituents care deeply about climate.
We also take seriously and with a lot of compassion the job of educating and persuading the public on the solutions to climate change. We give lots of talks in the community, and our presenters team includes volunteers who are helped behind the scenes by scheduling those talks. Many CCL chapters also host special events like movie viewings, hikes, book study groups, and barbecues. They invite friends and family to attend and learn more about what they can do as a community. Tabling is a tried and true CCL tool for grassroots outreach. In fact, some of you may have met us at a CCL table. So we're going to take a look at a quick video about tabling.
We are a Citizen Climate Lobby, and we're using democracy to fight climate change.
We have a monthly call-in campaign where every month we send a reminder to people to call their congresspeople.
Scan the QR codes, you'll be able to send a message to Congress.
All right, well, and if you have an idea for outreach that isn't being done, we do encourage your innovation. In fact, creating a new type of outreach is one of the most CCL things that you can do.
We also love using social media to get the word out. We're on X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and LinkedIn. We use social media at the chapter, state, and national level. And if you want to follow us on any of these platforms, please do. Michael will put our links in the chat for you.
All right. Well, members of Congress also consistently tell us that they need to hear from local respected leaders. Our members of Congress trust these people and turn to them for advice and guidance. So individual voices of local leaders do make a disproportionate impact on a member of Congress. So volunteers ask local leaders to contact Congress about being climate champions. On the Grass Tops team, you might find yourself reaching out to mayors, city council members, tribal leaders, members of chambers of commerce, faith and business leaders, directors and members of other nonprofit organizations. The list goes on. We do a lot of Grass Tops outreach. But we also focus on building relationships with one another. A strong chapter makes our individual efforts louder. Each chapter has a volunteer leader or leadership team. Many chapters also have a welcome team. We hope that you hear from the group leader or the welcome team via email, phone call, or text message. Now, if you do hear from them, please respond back to them. These people are, you know, volunteers just like you. They're trying to keep the local chapter running smoothly. And if you don't hear from them, please let us know in membership so we can help you connect. There is a possibility that you live somewhere where we don't yet have a chapter. And if that is the case, and you'd like to help start a chapter, please let us know by emailing us at membership@citizensclimate.org, and Ellie has put that in the chat for us. Now, you all bring diverse strengths and enthusiasm to this work, and like you just heard, there are so many ways to get involved. So I'd like to ask for all of you to go to the chat now and let us know what you're interested in doing in your chapter. So, you know, are you interested in lobbying? Do you have writing skills you want to develop by writing to your newspaper? Could you see yourself behind that table in the video? Maybe you'd like to give presentations, or maybe you'd rather schedule other presenters. Do you want to work behind the scenes researching local leaders or doing the meetings with those local leaders? Or maybe you want to start a chapter where we don't have one yet. So what volunteer position sounds exciting to you? Let us know in the chat.
All right, we're getting some answers.
Hey, Brody wants to write articles. Pamela needs to learn more about what's going on. That makes a lot of sense. Javier wants to do all kinds of things, writing, presenting, and tabling. Love the enthusiasm. Michael Martin wants to do lobbying because of his previous experience lobbying Congress in the healthcare industry. That's big stuff. Ellen's interested in tabling and presenting, reaching out to local leaders like our mayor. Awesome. Daniel wants to do lobbying, research. Kendra's tabling, lobbying, presenting. Lots of things about going to writing, lots of lobbying. Adrian wants to do research. Wow, getting a lot of answers here. Wants to do data analysis. Balance to tabling and research. Wow. Well, you guys are all going to make excellent members of your local chapter, so thank you so much.
All right, let's talk about our policy agenda. So CCL works on policies that are effective in reducing net emissions and building bridges, both in Congress and our communities. We focus on four main topic areas: carbon pricing, clean energy permitting reform, healthy forests, and building electrification and efficiency. So let's look at these policy agenda areas one by one. First, we have carbon pricing, which has long been CCL's preferred policy. Economic modeling shows that it is the most effective and efficient way to quickly reduce emissions. It's also supported by thousands of economists across the political spectrum. With a carbon cashback, corporate polluters pay a fee on their carbon pollution, like they should for any other trash they put out in the environment. The money collected is sent back to Americans in the form of a monthly payment or carbon cashback that they can use however they want. It puts money directly into the pockets of millions of hardworking families while encouraging businesses to clean up their act and consumers to buy cleaner products. We are happy to announce that the House now has a carbon pricing bill, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act of 2023, and we will be advocating in support of this act. Next, we have clean energy permitting reform. In order for us to reach our climate goals, we need to connect new clean energy projects to the grid a lot faster than we do today. There are currently billions of private dollars in clean energy infrastructure waiting to be invested, but burdensome government regulations stand in the way. By simply cutting that red tape, we can quickly increase the amount of clean energy connected to the grid, which will dramatically reduce our carbon emissions. We also recognize that current permitting processes don't protect vulnerable communities, and we want a permitting process that vulnerable communities can trust. We think bad projects should be shut down quicker and good projects should be green-lighted with greater speed. So we work to increase America's capacity to transmit clean energy and speed up the approval of clean energy projects while preserving communities' ability to give input. All right, forestry, both urban and rural. Americans cherish their forests. We support preserving and expanding forests, and we promote climate smart forestry. Trees, after all, serve as nature's carbon vacuum cleaner. During hot weather, urban tree canopies can reduce local temperatures by as much as 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Planting trees is the most effective way to directly lower temperatures. Urban tree canopies save lives and help cities avoid catastrophic power failures during extreme heat waves by reducing air conditioning usage. Trees make outdoor and indoor spaces livable in cities, and we especially support them being planted in neighborhoods that need them most, typically neighborhoods with low-income families and people of color. The Seedlings for Sustainable Habitat Restoration is one forestry-related bill that CCL is supporting. And this bill will ensure that funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law is available to support the development of seedling nurseries to improve and expand reforestation efforts. And lastly, building electrification and efficiency. We educate the public and elected officials on the importance of electrification and efficiency and how they can accelerate the transition to clean energy buildings. Of course, with attention to supporting low and middle income households in that transition. We want to bring clean energy future to America's doorsteps. So let's pause here together again and consider which one of these you think would help your community the most and why. So back to the chat, my friends, and share a little bit about which one of these policy agenda areas you're drawn to and why. Maybe it's something personally that draws you to that, or maybe something about your neighborhood or community. Let us know in the chat. Okay, here we go. Nick says carbon pricing and clean energy permitting reform. Those are two big bang for the buck. Ellen is putting her vote for clean energy. Michael says electrification efficiency. And you're welcome to say a little bit about why you are drawn to a particular policy. Dana says carbon pricing and applying it to airports and airlines. Crystal says all of the above. I have two tiny nephews that I want the world to be safe for them. Ella says healthy forests. Daniel says carbon pricing. And Daoud asks a question. Bring that up during the Q&A, please. Feel free to bring that back up then. David says, I live in a low-income neighborhood, so carbon pricing and healthy urban forests would go a long way. That is true. Dakota says, I think more trees would really help. Roddy says, building electrification efficiency because it's being done in Boston. Ishita says urban forest. Mia says carbon pricing and healthy forest. The idea of urban canopies is very compelling. Awesome. This is great. All right. So thank you all for sharing and feel free to continue sharing in the chat. You all may be wondering how these all fit together to solve climate change, and Michael's going to walk us through that. So over to you, Michael.
All right. Well, let's take a look at this graph here, which will visually illustrate how all four of these policy agenda areas work together to get us below our emissions reduction goals. So don't worry, you can just ignore the numbers. Just look at the colors. So that blue line along the top, that shows our current emissions. The straight horizontal line is where we want to land, represents the globally agreed upon emissions reduction goal. If we do nothing, US emissions will decline slightly, but will be nowhere near our goal. We reform permitting for clean energy projects. We eliminate a huge chunk of emissions. When we add a federal carbon price to that, we remove another huge chunk of emissions. And if we keep our forests healthy, that pushes us down even further. And then to cap it all off by electrifying buildings, making them more efficient. You can see from this graph that we need all climate solutions. There isn't one idea or technology that's going to win over. This is why we need you all and your communities advocating for the climate solution that resonates. All right, but let's shift now to our values. CCL has 7 core values that guide our work. They are focus, integrity, optimism, diversity, personal power, relationships, and being nonpartisan. Listen for the CCL values in this video, which features volunteers like you who embody these values. After the video ends, we'll invite you to share which value resonates most with you. Kieran, will you show us that video, please?
I really needed an outlet where I felt like I was really making an impact and really contributing. And when I found CCL, it was exactly that.
My work is centered around going out into the highways and byways and compelling people to know that there's hope.
As an indigenous man, it helps me to be able to understand that I am from the earth. You know, whether it be the trees or the bush or the rocks, the elements in itself, you know, we're connected to these things.
Citizen Climate Lobby, it helped me to look at climate change in a different manner.
Each generation sort of gets to define what politics is. That's why it's so key for people who I think are level-headed and want to have fruitful discussions to really get involved when they can, because they bring a lot of people with them. They create a culture in which we can talk about these things in a calm way.
I really believe that talking about it and trying to educate people and help them come to their own conclusions, I think that that's very, very important.
Our voices can make a difference. You know, whether you're on the reservation or whether you're from a small town or state, you can literally write a letter or call and talk directly to the office or the congressperson themselves.
Growing up wanting to be politically involved, but being a little bit quiet about it, I was able to just observe the conversations, both on the conservative and liberal spectrum. You're trying to understand the other person, and compassion plays a part in that desire for communication and that desire to be understood.
Politically, I've voted both ways. I know there's good people, both Democrats and Republicans. They're good people over there at our state house.
I'm actually optimistic about the future of the party just because I know so many young Republicans that care about climate change.
I'm very optimistic. I believe that somewhere, somehow, we're going to get it right.
Don't be discouraged about what the future looks like. Come to our meeting and be encouraged to make a difference and make the change happen.
If you're nervous, just jump in. Just jump in and help, because I was nervous. But sometimes you're needed.
All right. Well, I love watching that video and seeing all the diversity in our different volunteers. Now, let's reconsider our values for a second. Our focus, integrity, optimism, diversity, personal power, relationships, and being nonpartisan. These core values were there at the beginning of CCL, and they continue to guide us as we move forward. And we think these values will resonate with you. We'd love to hear your thoughts in the chat. So which value or values resonates with you the most and why? So for example, for me, the value of focus has always been really important to me. You know, as a conservative who cares about climate change, I have always been sensitive to the fact that it seems like some environmental organizations seem to try to lump in all kinds of other political issues into their advocacy and kind of treat caring for the environment as just another piece and sort of a liberal bag of policies. And that makes it really inaccessible for people like me to feel comfortable engaging on this issue in such organizations. That's why I really appreciate how CCL remains focused on reducing carbon emissions, because as long as you're willing to address climate change, CCL is willing to work with you, regardless of what your other political views are. This helps CCL to be a place where broad swaths of our country are able to meet and work together to address this really important issue. But which value or values touches your heart, moves you, or speaks to you, and why? I'd love to see what you guys are saying in the chat, and we're getting some responses now.
Mm-hmm. We got a hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got Crystal and Ella saying optimism super important. Ellen saying optimism super important. Sheeta is also pushing the optimism. A lot of, yeah, people need some positivity around here. That's great. Trey is bringing out integrity, and it's really important for group and for business and individuals to hold themselves accountable. Absolutely. Amala likes integrity. That's great. Annalie loves that we're nonpartisan and building bridges between people to combat polarization, something we really need more of in our country. Michelle talks about how advocacy is your passion. It's going through a lot of different unique situations. Yeah, absolutely. Rhody talked about integrity being very important to him. Important to be truthful and live in accordance with one's morals and values. Nick highlighted relationships and personal power. Be able to communicate with people and affect change. Adrian mentions diversity. Yeah, the effects of climate change will be felt in different and unequal ways among different parts of the population. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know which ones resonate with you, and really appreciate that. So,
yeah, let's move on to nonpartisanship. So, Michael and I have a coworker who is our conservative outreach director, Drew Ierley, and sometimes he's on the call. And but we do like to share this video that Drew has made that talks a little bit about his involvement with CCL and the value of nonpartisanship. So, Kieran, will you show us that video?
Hi, I'm Drew Ierley. I am the Conservative Outreach Director for Citizens Climate Lobby. My path to being a conservative, concerned about climate action, was definitely a long one. Growing up, it was a very rural area. You had to be into the outdoors or you were going to be bored out of your mind. So I grew up doing a lot of hunting, fishing. I was the second person on my mom's side to graduate high school. I graduated June 6th, 05 at like 7:30 at night. And by 8 o'clock the next morning, I was on my way to basic training on my 17th birthday. Had deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, rotations through Cuba. It was during this time that I really became concerned with energy infrastructure, but I wasn't ready to take action yet. It took the birth of a 10-pound baby girl with cheeks so big she couldn't open her eyes to really get me to open mine. My life just went from the next 50 years to the next 75. What if she's the veteran that follows in my footsteps and she's in the VA suffering from exposure? You know, what if she's on a fossil fuel route and, you know, subject to an IED? How will I be able to look at her in the eye and say, I knew that this could be an issue that you would have to face and I chose to do nothing about it? It's why we fight wars. You know, we fight them now so our kids don't have to. I am fighting climate change now so my daughters don't have to. A lot of people, you know, they say conservatives don't care about climate change, and you know, it's not true at all. We just want sensible policies that don't destroy the economy in trying to find a solution. We have that here at Citizens Climate Lobby. There are a lot of leadership opportunities for conservatives, especially in red states and districts with Republican congressional offices. Conservatives can also join CCL's Conservative Caucus. It's a national group of Republicans and other right-of-center individuals where conservatives can get together and regularly meet online and have strictly conservative-based conversations. Sharing our personal story is how we make a difference.
All right. Well, in the spirit of personal power, one of our values, we want you to have the training and resources you need to take action. So that's why we've created CCL Community, which you can see here. It is your hub for CCL resources. On CCL Community, you'll find resources and trainings, a homepage for your local chapter, and volunteers connecting across the country on forums and in action teams. You can visit the new volunteer page we set up just for all of our new volunteers like you. And Ellie will put links in the chat now so you can check them out after the call. All right, thank you, Ellie.
All right, so often people ask who funds CCL, especially because we work with a broad array of stakeholders. People wonder if we're secretly working for a particular funder or cause. Here's the great news. Our funding, just like our progress and amazing stories of success, comes from our members. We are grassroots funded with over 70% of our budget coming from individuals and the rest is from foundations. We also have a strict policy of not accepting donations from fossil fuel companies. So our funding comes from people like you, plain and simple. This funding allows us to offer top tier training and events in person and online for our members without charging membership dues. And major gifts enable us to scale our work and take advantage of new opportunities. Our development team prioritizes transparency, so please go to cclusa.org/donate if you would like to learn more or make a gift yourself, and Michael has put the link in the chat for you. We are a grassroots organization, and that includes our funding. Now let's connect with our local chapters. You all have already shared a little bit about yourselves and your interest with us. Let's make sure that that information gets to your chapter. Michael's going to put a link in the chat. You can go to that link and it's also on the screen and I'll read it out loud. I think we have one or two people on the phone. That's cclusa.org/info-connect. Info-connect. So cclusa.org/info-connect. So tomorrow, Kieran will share your responses in this form with your group leaders. And we're hoping this will spark conversations between you and your group leader that will allow you to find a role within your chapter. If you've already connected with your group leader, you don't need to fill out this form. If you haven't yet heard from them, you can fill out this form. We're going to give you a minute. And if you would let us know in the chat, if one, you have already connected with your group leader, or two, you have completed filling out this form. Let's take action. Let's go on to the advocacy part of our call. We've got a simple tool that you can use to email your members of Congress. How many of us have wondered if contacting Congress really makes a difference? Go ahead and put that in the chat if you have wondered. Is my email to Congress? Who hasn't? Says Javier, LOL.
Do they read those emails? Do they listen to those voicemails?
Well, we're going to take a look at a video that will demonstrate the impact that you have when you do contact your member of Congress.
I first came to know CCL when I was a legislative staffer in the House of Representatives working for a Republican member of Congress. When I started working on the Hill, climate change was either being totally rebuffed by members of Congress or was quietly being mentioned as a distant and low priority. 8 years later, when I was ready to leave the Hill and join CCL, climate change was widely agreed upon by both parties in Congress. Having worked in an office that went from not even mentioning the words climate change to introducing bills to address it, I saw firsthand what the real driver of that change was, and it was grassroots advocacy. No climate study or report could change a member of Congress's beliefs the way real-life climate impacts can. I saw members shift their perspective on climate more in a 30-minute meeting with CCL volunteers than in months and months of hearings and briefings on the topic. CCL's respect-based approach was key in all of that. Equally important to meeting with members is the support that CCLers build in their local communities. Talking to people throughout the community, giving presentations, building support amongst businesses and local elected officials, all of that helps members of Congress know that they have the local support and allows them to not just talk the talk, but to walk the walk. Every action, from a lobby meeting to tabling at farmers markets to writing LTEs, all of those actions have moved our communities, moved Congress, and moved our entire country forward on meaningful climate policy.
That's awesome. I love that video because it explains very succinctly why we do what we do, and it shows the impact of meeting with and contacting our members of Congress. Now, how many of you are ready to take an action tonight? Give me a yes or a thumbs up or a little emoji or something. Yes, says Ellen. Let's do it, says Javier. Oh, there, I love those little floating emojis, little thumbs up.
Love it.
All right. Okay, so we've already had several recent bipartisan climate successes through our advocacy, such as the Growing Climate Solutions Act, the Infrastructure and Jobs Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, showing that we can get Republicans and Democrats on board and really make a difference through our advocacy. So we're going to do some more bipartisan climate action tonight, asking you to go to cclusa.org/action, and Michael will put that in the chat for us. Alrighty. Now on that page, you're going to see that we've got three options. The first is to ask Congress to support the Energy Innovation Act. So you can go to that next slide for us, Kieran. The second is to ask Congress to make 2024 the year of clean energy permitting reform. And third option is to spread the word. You can do any of these or all of these. It's completely up to you. If you do write to Congress, please add something about yourself in the email. You all have been sharing about yourself already on the call. You shared where you live, what inspires you, your values. Go ahead and share some of that in the body of the email to your member of Congress. When I write, I like to write about my granddaughter, Izzy, who is now 5 at the end of the month. She's going to be 5 years old, and she's my big motivation. So I will share that in my emails to my members of Congress.
All right. Well, you know, some folks ask us that what should they do next after tonight, after this call is done? We recommend two steps. First, connect with your local chapter leader. They can help you take more local actions. But also, take our core volunteer trainings. These will help you to learn how to do things like writing letters to the editor, reaching across the political divide, preparing for a lobby meeting, learning the basics of Congress, and a whole ton more. And you can take the core volunteering training live on Zoom every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, or 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Or you can take yourself through the trainings at your own pace online. So Ellie's going to put the link for the core volunteer training page in the chat here. Did, and then also you can see all the action teams.
All right, so now if you have any questions about our legislative agenda, please visit the forums on CCL Community. If you have questions about volunteering that didn't get answered tonight, please contact your local group leader or welcome team volunteers. These folks can help you take more actions, join a project team, or find a leadership role to fill. Each chapter has an email address, and you can find your chapter's email address on the chapter directory page on our website. If you get stuck in any fashion, please reach out to us in membership. Michael's going to put those links in the chat for you now. And I'd like to end tonight by thanking you for spending so much time with us this evening. Climate change is an overwhelming issue. Sometimes what's even more daunting is finding our role in the climate movement. I think it took a lot of courage for all of you to show up here tonight to do just that. And as Mr. Rogers once said, we live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. Then there are those who see the need and respond. I consider these people my heroes. So thank you all for being my heroes. And we will sign off with that. Feel free to say goodbye in the chat. You're welcome, Javier.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.
I really needed an outlet where I felt like I was really making an impact and really contributing. And when I found CCL, it was exactly that.
My work is centered around going out into the highways and byways and compelling people to know that there's hope.
As an indigenous man, it helps me to be able to understand that I am from the earth. You know, whether it be the trees or the bush or the rocks, the elements in itself, you know, we're connected to these things.
Citizen Climate Lobby, it helped me to look at climate change in a different manner.
Each generation sort of gets to define what politics is. That's why it's so key for people who I think are level-headed and want to have fruitful discussions to really get involved when they can, because they bring a lot of people with them. They create a culture in which we can talk about these things in a calm way.
I really believe that talking about it and trying to educate people and help them come to their own conclusions, I think that that's very, very important.
Our voices can make a difference. You know, whether you're on the reservation or whether you're from a small town or a state, you can literally write a letter or call and talk directly to the office or congressperson themselves.
Growing up wanting to be politically involved, but being a little bit quiet about it, I was able to just observe the conversations, both on the conservative and liberal spectrum. You're trying to understand the other person, and compassion plays a part in that desire for communication and that desire to be understood.
Politically, I've voted both ways. I know there's good people, both Democrats and Republicans. They're good people over there at our state house.
I'm actually optimistic about the future of the party just because I know so many young Republicans that care about climate change.
I'm very optimistic. I believe that somewhere, somehow, we're going to get it right.
Don't be discouraged about what the future looks like. Come to our meeting and be encouraged to make a difference and make the change happen.
If you're nervous, Just jump in and help, because I was nervous. But sometimes you're needed.